The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, I'm Kathy Mulgrew, co-chair of the Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Festival, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Donna Chickie with Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Get ready to paint the town blues with the 6th annual Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Festival, scheduled September the 17th and the 18th at the Stonebridge Town Center. Admission is $5, with the Boogie Woogie Blues Banquet on Friday, September the 16th at the Recplex, starring Chuck Jackson's Hogtown, Cheryl Lescom, and Jerome Godbout. Leading to the festival is the Pop Crawl, taking place on September the 15th throughout our community. Joining me today is co-chair Kathy Mulgrew. Kathy will give us an overview of some of the activities expected during the 2 days. Don't go away, we'll be right back with Kathy Mulgrew, co-chair of the Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Festival. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Jackson, and you're listening to BeachBoosterRadio.com.
You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. The 6th annual Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Festival is scheduled September 17th and 18th at Stonebridge Town Center. Admission is $5, with the Boogie Woogie Blues Banquet on Friday, September the 16th at the Recplex. Joining me today is co-chair Kathy Mulgrew. Welcome to Beach Corner.
Hello.
So, Kathy, you are the co-chair. So, tell us a little about yourself and how you got involved with the Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Festival.
Well, I lived down the road in New Lowell. And I was in the military and had been for 32 years and was in the process of retiring and decided that I needed to move to more of a town instead of a New Lowell. So I thought Wasaga Beach was the place for me and decided I wanted to be involved in the community. So I volunteered to help out with the banquet last year and loved the event and thought this was something I could really sink my teeth into and donate my spare time, which I have lots of these days.
So this is the 6th season.
Yes.
What's new to this year's event?
Well, this year we do have a few new things. We have, with our banquet, we have a silent auction, which is an interesting thing to fill some of the time before the band starts playing until 1 in the morning. That is also new, because last year we finished at 10 o'clock and people ended up going somewhere else to dance the night away. Mm-hmm. So now they can dance the night away at the Recplex.
Excellent.
As well new this year is some changes to our pub crawl, which is the night before, on the 15th. We now have two buses crisscrossing each other down Mosley Street for the night. So people can hop on at one location, and that's either the Wild Wing or at the Beacon, and crisscross their way down Mosley for the night.
Is that free, or do you have to pay?
Yeah, both ways, actually. There is a cost, either by donation,
okay,
or by buying one of our hat pins that are going to be an annual event, having these 2016-17 hat pins that you can put on your fedora.
Yep. And that would allow you
that
access to the bus.
Exactly.
Okay. And what else is new?
We have skydivers.
Ooh.
We have the Blues Brothers skydiving into the event on scheduled for 3:15 on Saturday, and of course with a back event of Sunday in case there's lousy weather.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be an interesting thing.
Well, that will be exciting for sure.
And for people who've been there in the past, our Vendors is changing. We're going to have two food areas with some picnic tables and stuff. Because that was said to us, it was an issue that people really wanted to have some place with a table to sit down and enjoy their food. So we've got lots of food vendors this year.
Wow, that sounds exciting. How has the festival evolved over the years?
Well, for people who've been involved right from the beginning, they may remember that this festival started in a tent. Well, it is nowhere near that anymore. We have grown. Last year, where there was around 5,000-6,000 people.
Wow.
This year, with the expectations of exceeding 10,000 people. So that is huge. And along with that has been us being able to procure a festival license, which means that we no longer need to have the fence down the middle of the festival grounds, meaning that if you're having a beer, you're on one side of the fence. If you're not having a beer, you're on the other. Now, people can sit with their family, have a beer, and we understand that they're going to just behave responsibly.
Wow.
So that is huge.
Yeah, that is huge. So the legendary Downchild Blues Band is scheduled to perform. Can you give us an overview of some of the other artists participating?
We're really excited this year. Downchild will continue to close the festival. However, we have Tom Lavin and the legendary Powder Blues as our headliner on the Saturday night. And we have a variety of other fantastic artists. Kim Pollard Band is playing on Saturday, along with Fathead, which most people are very well aware of, and Soulville, the Music of Stax. Mm-hmm. Sunday, we start off really early with the Troublemakers, which is not your typical blues serving, but I mean, I think people are really going to enjoy that. And then everybody's favorite, Mark Bird Stafford's Junior Jam.
Of course.
You know, that was absolutely my favorite last year. Jerome Godbout.
Okay.
And as I said, closing with Downchild as well.
Chuck Jackson.
Yeah. And there's also a street shuffle, which is a very, very popular event.
Yeah. Okay, and we'll get to that a little later as well. So the Boogie Woogie Blues Banquet will kick off the festival on Friday, September the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Recplex. So this is a ticket event. So, Kathy, can you tell us what is planned for the evening?
As you said, the doors open at 6 o'clock, but the band doesn't start till 9 o'clock.
Okay.
During that time, we've got a meal by Georgian Circle, which we're looking really forward to. We have a silent auction. We also have a...
The silent auction?
The silent auction is new.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to hearing how that really goes for people. We've had a company coming in to do this silent auction that brings in a variety of things that they auction off. Plus, we've had a lot of our sponsors donate things.
Okay.
We also have dinner music playing throughout.
Okay.
Then just all ramping up to the Hogtown All-Stars and special guests. Which begins at 9. And this will carry on until 1 in the morning.
Wow, yeah. What an evening.
Mm-hmm.
And how much are the tickets and where can you purchase them?
Well, the tickets are $75 and they can be purchased at the UPS store in Stonebridge or at the Chamber. Those are for cash only. If you want to put them on credit, you can go to our website, wasegabeachblues.com, and purchase them there.
So this is new, the whole credit card, isn't it, this year?
Credit cards is something that we realize is something that people expect now to be able to do that. So we will have credit cards available when it comes to merchandise, when it becomes the silent auction, as well as just our tickets as well. So during the whole festivals, your credit card will be usable. One thing that you pointed out that this was a ticketed event.
Mm-hmm.
There are only 200 tickets available.
Okay.
And
that's going to sell out.
Oh, yeah, we expect to sell out. And if people want to book a table, they have to purchase the whole table. So we're only allowing people to reserve a table if they they purchase 8 tickets.
Okay, it would be 8 tickets, so 8 people per table?
8 people per table, and you can book the table.
Okay.
For the remainder of people who are less than that, then it's a first-come, first-serve for the tables.
Okay. Well, joining me today is co-chair of Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Festival, Kathy Mulgrew. You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Wasaga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Wasaga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com with my guest, Kathy Mulgrew from Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Festival. So another favorite over the years, Kathy, is the Stonebridge Boulevard Street Shuffle, which we almost touched on the first part of the interview. What bands will be joining the celebration?
Well, we're excited. We've got Rolly Platt and James Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Lisa Hutchinson. We have Tamika and the Boys.
Okay.
And we have Senseless.
Wow.
And then we also have the Groove Project. The Groove Project is a little bit different than the remainder of them because they're going to be playing in the VIP tent.
Okay.
And they will play through the street shuffle, but they will continue to play during intermissions for the bands for the weekend.
Wow.
So there will be continuous music.
That's what I was going to say. It's really the blues the entire weekend, nonstop. So for those wishing to support the Blues Fest, where can they find more information?
Well, if you go to wasagabeachblues.com, there's a variety of ways to support the Blues Festival. We talked about the VIP tent. One of the things that gets asked all the time is, how do I get a ticket for the VIP tent? There's only two ways to get a ticket. You're one of the major sponsors, or you GoFundMe, and which gets you two tickets to the VIP tent. So that is one way somebody could support them.
And the GoFundMe, that's through the website, is that correct?
That's through the website, which means you can register to be a friend of the festival.
Okay.
And that gets you recognition as one of our supporters, but it also gets you two tickets to the VIP tent.
And for sponsors, that's, again, it's all on the website, the different levels and stuff like that?
The different levels and everything is there. And
mm-hmm.
if somebody wants to sponsor, and they can either go to the website and ask for some information, or feel free to give me a call as
mm-hmm.
well, and I can be reached by phone by 705-352-0638.
Okay.
And I'd be more than happy to talk about sponsorship.
Excellent. And do you still need volunteers?
We most definitely do. I mean, we couldn't put on a festival this size without a huge team of volunteers. With that being said, there is a volunteer application on our website,
okay.
WasagaBeachBlues.com. But there are people out there who would love to volunteer who don't have a computer. And if that's the case, feel free to call David at 705-606-4440.
Okay, and who is David?
David is our volunteer coordinator.
Okay, good, good, perfect. And what is the best way to find all the details on the upcoming Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Festival? Because I know the calendar, I mean, these are like two full days. You got the Boogie Woogie Banquet, and then you got the Pub Crawl. So where can we find all that information?
Two big places, wasagabeachblues.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook.
And Facebook.
Facebook.
Okay.
And whenever there's anything new, there will be something on Facebook guaranteed.
That's updated like almost daily.
Yeah, almost daily. Yeah.
And how is the team doing as you're getting closer now? Like, I mean, you know, September's just around the corner.
We recognize that. We had a meeting today and everybody said, my God, the days are counting down quickly and so much left to do. But we love it, and I think the biggest thing that's left to do, pray for rain, or pray that there is no rain, that it's just a sunny weekend.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Kathy, for being my guest. Wishing you all the best of success with the upcoming Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Festival scheduled September 17th and 18th.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Kathy Mulgrew for being my guest and hope to see you at the upcoming 6th Annual Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Festival, scheduled September the 17th and the 18th in Wasaga Beach. For tickets and information, visit wasagabeachblues.com. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chickie. Beach Corner now available on podcasts with a new weekly show anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy our unique and local programming. Beach Corner is a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.